The complete, total, and even embarrassing humiliation, or should I say, emasculation, of Chuck Hagel has now been consummated. During his Senate confirmation hearing last week, Hagel engaged in hand-to-hand combat in order to win votes as the next Secretary of Defense, probably the most ferocious battle this highly decorated Vietnam veteran ever fought. But sadly, and to the dismay of many, he lost the fight. For what Hagel had to deal with was not gunfire and grenades, but the most menacing weaponry ever known to man, the lethal, multi-billion dollar operation known as the Jewish Lobby. One couldn't help wondering during the entire hearing, was Hagel being confirmed as Israel's defense minister or as Secretary of Defense of the United States? For the questions all revolved around not only the Jewish warmongering agenda, but whether it's permissible to even mention that forbidden phrase, the Jewish Lobby.
Now, the other thing we discussed in that gave me concern during our conversation on January 8th was your statement about the Jewish Lobby. What you said was, the Jewish Lobby intimidates a lot of people up here. Do you still stand by your statement that they succeed in this town because of intimidation?
I've already said I regret referencing the Jewish Lobby.
Yet seeing a craven Hagel bow to the Jews with spineless remorse wasn't good enough for Zionist shill Senator Wicker, who was offended that Hagel couldn't prove that he's a patriot, not of America, but of Israel.
There's nothing that has gone on today to counter what we all know, that you could not pick a United States senator from the last decade that has had more anti-Israeli comments than Chuck Hagel.
Now, a Chuck Hagel in former days of glory, when he showed some manly guts, once agreed with a talk show caller that the nation of Israel has committed war crimes. But when faced with the same question before a group of senators who care more about pleasing the Jews than pleasing virtue and truth, Hagel recanted.
Now, in that excerpt, Senator Hagel, the caller suggests that the nation of Israel has committed war crimes. And your response to that was not to dispute that characterization, but indeed to describe what he said as, quote, well, I think that's exactly right. I'd like to ask you, do you think the nation of Israel has committed war crimes?
No, I do not, Senator. I'd want to look at the full context of the interview, but to answer your question, no.
I mean, the context of that question, we played the entirety of it, and I wanted to give you that context so you can hear the question and you can hear your response. I would suggest that a suggestion that Israel has committed war crimes is particularly offensive, given that the Jewish people suffered under the most horrific war crimes in the Holocaust. And I would also suggest that for the Secretary of Defense or a prospective Secretary of Defense not to take issue with that claim.
What force could be so formidable to make a decorated soldier eat his own words? And besides Senator Cruz flipping the Holocaust switch that magically confers upon Jewry a pass to commit crimes with impunity, what's really troubling about this interchange is that Hagel, a man who once served the truth, crumbled before the Jews. Finally, we have the exchange between the vicious Zionist wimp, alleged homosexual Senator Lindsey Graham, and the stalwart, at least he used to be before this hearing, Chuck Hagel.
You said the Jewish Lobby intimidates a lot of people up here. I'm not an Israeli senator, I'm a United States senator. This pressure makes us do dumb things at times. You said the Jewish Lobby should not have been, that term shouldn't have been used, it should have been some other term. Name one person, in your opinion, who's intimidated by the Israeli lobby in the United States Senate.
Well, first...
Name one.
I don't know.
Well, why would you say it?
I didn't have in mind a specific person.
Do you agree it's a provocative statement? That I can't think of a more provocative thing to say about the relationship between the United States and Israel and the Senate or the Congress than what you said. Name one dumb thing we've been goaded into doing because of the pressure from the Israeli or Jewish lobby.
I have already stated that I regret the terminology.
But you said back then it makes us do dumb things. You can't name one senator intimidated. Now give me one example of the dumb things that we're pressured to do up here.
We were talking in that interview about the Middle East, about positions, about Israel.
So give me an example of where we've been intimidated by the Israeli Jewish lobby to do something dumb regarding the Middle East, Israel, or anywhere else.
Well, I can't give you an example.
Thank you. Do you agree with me you shouldn't have said something like that?
Yes, I do. I've already said that.
Bad form, Chuck. Bad form. To bow before this alleged homosexual Zionist shill is a disgrace to your manhood, your military career, and your German background. For when asked by Lindsey Graham to name one person who'd been bullied by the Jewish lobby, Hagel should have answered, "Everyone, including you, Senator, and now me." It's hard to be an American today in view of the power of Jewry to intimidate, browbeat, and emasculate a man who once proved himself in the art of war. But when called to fight Jewish bullies with billions of dollars that buy Capitol Hill, the only thing that can save a man is not mastery in the art of war, but the guts to tell the Jews to take their money, their influence and lies, and shove it.